Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the John Moran of football.
Yeah.
You know, everybody loves him. Everybody...
This might be the new face, the one the girls love.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart. That's what I'm sensing.
Jackson Dart, brother. So, yeah, I'm fading him. I'm fading him on Sunday. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see if it's a good decision or a bad one. But I like the Saints this weekend to finally roll over and get that dub and put Brian Daboll out of his misery. This is it. This is the one where he'll lose his job.
On the one where he smacked Jackson on the chest and he looked at him and was like, yeah,
that's
like, you're going to save me.
That's right.
You know, I think Dart told him on draft night, you know, smart man taking me.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically Daboll told him, I'm hitching my wagon to you.
Yeah.
And he looked good yesterday.
He sure did, man. There's
and
no...
I believe they won that game.
Yeah. It was very impressive.
We had crowned the Chargers, John.
We crowned them.
They got a good, and I was getting ahead of myself, but they got a good performance from the running back.
Yep.
Omarion Hampton. Like a stud.
Not to be confused with
Omarion.
From B2K.
Yeah, who just goes by the one name.
That's right.
So we wouldn't confuse it, right?
That's correct, yeah. Omarion. We love and miss you, brother. He's still with us, but it's different now. Not the same.
I think he's on tour somewhere.
Icebox, where my heart
used
to be.
Trey Songz and them.
Yeah. But it was tough to see Malik Nabers go down. And then you'll be sad to know that Brock Purdy – has a sore toe that he is dealing with, and his availability for Thursday is in doubt.
No, I'd be sad to know it. I think Niners fans be sad to know it.
They have lost a ton, man.
Yeah.
They
injury riddled.
Bosa's done for the year. You got a couple of guys defensively that are out. Purdy's been hurt.
Kittle.
Kittle's out. No, he will come back, but yeah, I feel like the 49ers always do this.
Ayuk started the year on the
Yep, 100%. Jawan Jennings is in doubt for Thursday.
Is it still shoulder?
That's everything. It seems like, man, they do an operation with him. So, you know, that's part of it, man. You look around, the 49ers are banged up. The Ravens are banged up. And then it's like, all right, all of a sudden, you know, look at the Chiefs, man. They're 2-3. Rashee Rice is about to be unsuspended. I mean, it feels like it is. It just, I mean, that was like, you know, that was like their season yesterday.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe so.
And they won. And now it feels like they'll be right back where they always are. Mahomes had his best game in a long time.
Looked great.
4 touchdowns. So, yeah, kind of felt like that was the moment for them. And that's what happens, right? It's a team that's won back-to-back Super Bowls. You know, they have championship DNA.
We saw who the more desperate team was.
That's right.
They played like it.
That's exactly
you know,
right.
Trying to avoid that 1-3. One of them is going to be 1-3.
Yeah, so tough news for Giants fans. But, at least it seems like you have Dart. Which is you know, you got a quarterback more than you thought you had to start the season. So that's the latest in the NFL. All right, we'll come back. We'll do Respect Burgers. Hopefully we'll catch up with Jeff Calkins. That remains to be seen. But stick around regardless. Jason and John, Adichana Femi, ESPN.
Hello. My name is Jason Smith, and today I'll be serving you Respect Burgers. The first will go to Memphis football. Number 24. No, not in the AP poll. No, not in the coaches poll. But number 24, and now a poll that I hold dear, the college football power rankings done by ESPN. Another round of applause, Brad, because this poll should count as well, where Memphis is number 24. This is for Ryan Silverfield and that Memphis run game. How about I read you some pros from ESPN about what they're saying about Ryan Silverfield? Oh, by the way, we just looked at it. Sportsbetting.ag's got Ryan as the second best odds to be the next Arkansas coach. Behind Rhett Lashley,
yeah,
who's got some real Arkansas ties, the SMU coach, who, oh, by the way, played at Arkansas, was born in Arkansas, all that stuff. But how about that? Ryan Silverfield, here's what they said. Brandished a reputation for high-flying offenses across his first six seasons at Memphis, but seldom, if ever, have his teams run the football like the Tigers are in 2025. John and I spent the first hour talking a lot about it. Highlighted by Memphis' 291-yard, five-touchdown rushing performance in a 55-26 conference opening win over Florida Atlantic on Saturday night. We add Memphis scored 31 points there in the fourth quarter. Fifth-year running back Greg DeWosier led the charge in Week 5, tearing off a 90-yard score. John told you about it in a career-high 19-carry, 204-yard breakout showing. They talk about Brendan Lewis, who six rushing scores in 2025, has injected energy into that running game as well. Here was the key stat we mentioned at first hour. Memphis has eclipsed 200 rushing yards in each of its first five games this season. The Tigers' fifth 200-yard ground effort came in Week 10 last year, and Memphis's 41 attempts per game thus far would easily mark the highest run rate in any of Silverfield's seven seasons in charge. Could this fresh ground-based attack be the element that helps lift Silverfield and the Tigers into the playoff later this year? It's coming together.
Love it.
We said before the season, man, this run game had a chance to be pretty special, and it's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Sutton Smith feel like NFL material right now, and Greg DeRozier goes and puts up 200 yards against Florida Atlantic. So there's a lot to like. We've included, and this probably should, a continued respect burger for the defensive effort that you're seeing from the Tigers. In 2 years under Jordan Hankins, they have improved from the 100s over at SP Plus in defensive efficiency to now in the 50s, maybe even higher in terms of where they can go because, yeah, new-look defense, but they're still creating the same chaos. We talked about the tackles for loss. They're getting those as well, but they are playing a much more physical brand up front. Run game continues to open up. That offensive line continues to open up huge holes. So, again, specifically, a respect burger to Ryan Silverfield and to that Memphis rushing game, which has been better than advertised, mm-hmm. better than we even thought it could be coming into the season. Oh, by the way, we'll send me a respect burger, too, to Cortez Braham, who went over 100 yards in that game and continues to be the receiving threat that this offense needed. Because, again, if you had not had him, brought him in late from Nevada, a guy Brendan Lewis was very familiar with, I do think you'd be talking about boxes that are stacked, you know, every down against you, saying stop the run, we know you can't pass. So Memphis has had enough in the passing game. They're third in the AAC in rushing. I would equate that to first because you have the service academies and Navy and Army up top. They're always going to be up there. So for Memphis to be putting up about 250 rushing yards per game, a great start to the year. Hopefully it continues this week against Tulsa. All right, moving on. Trinidad Chambliss and Ole Miss. There are stories out there about how much this guy's life has changed in the past 3 weeks, and you can imagine so. Going from backup Division II transfer from Ferris State to starter, and not just starter, how about star?
Yeah.
314 yards and a touchdown he passed for in their win against a 24-19 win against an LSU team that had been ranked number 4 and has a great defense. The win catapults the Rebels up to number 4 in both the AP and the coaches poll. We mentioned it. Chambliss has gone for over 300 in all three of his starts for Ole Miss. I said the QBR, and this is something that's important because it makes you think maybe this guy can keep it up and really be a prospect in terms of the NFL. He's posting an 87.6 QBR, fifth in the nation in those three starts, and has shown, as they talk about, with his legs, that he can get it done there, too. He's rushed for over 60 yards in each of the three starts, had 71. That put him at 375 total yards against LSU. And dropping them, out of the top 10, I think, down to number 13, somewhere around there. This is all about Ole Miss. We've said it, Lane Kiffin, what he's built this program to. They got a chance to win the SEC. Maybe go even further in terms of the college football playoff. And it looks to me like you've got your quarterback.
Yep.
Again, with all due respect, how do you justify making a switch back to the starter when Chambliss has played this well? He's got Ole Miss fans flying flags. You might have seen him of Trinidad and Tobago, which is the Caribbean island from which our man comes from. And so it is a party down in Oxford. And, respect burger to pull off that win. I did think that LSU defense was going to be too much. Lane Kiffin and old Chambliss made me think, made me know a lot different. All right, moving on. Dan Lanning and Dante Moore, you got to give Oregon, no matter what you think about them and terms of their national title chances or whatever else. You got to give them a respect. Where they're 12-0 now in the regular season in Big Ten play, and they do it before, you know, 110, 111,000 strong, all in a whiteout at Penn State in a year that James Franklin and that team have been crowned. Drew Eiler ends up getting intercepted in that overtime, and Dan Lanning, who brought his team cross country, many were saying, "Nah, Penn State, this is the year to give it to Penn State." And we questioned how good Dante Moore was, their quarterback, because we really didn't know. And again, against a good Penn State defense, 29-39, 248 yards, 3 touchdowns. How's that? Looks like the Ducks have got a quarterback. Huge win for them. I'm not a huge, you know, Big Ten lover. I don't sit there and watch it. But for the guy at this point to be 12-0 in regular season Big Ten play, you have to give them a lot of credit. That's a physical brand of football they play. It's not just, you know, at one point, long before Dan Lanning, you know, we looked at them as a finesse squad. Now, Dan's coming over from the defensive side, and you would certainly expect them to be more physical, but they have everything. And if Dante Moore is going to be the dude that he was on Saturday, Oregon could go a long way. A lot of the talk of this game has been about what James Franklin, Penn State, didn't do, but that's why I want to make sure that Oregon gets the respect burger. And then how could you not give one to Kalen DeBoer, who is now 2-0 against Kirby Smart. John, why did I not realize that Kirby Smart is now 1-7 against Alabama?
Well, I don't know. I didn't think his record was good because most of it was against Saban.
It's 1-6, and I never took that into account because I said there's no way Alabama's going into there having beaten Georgia last season. DeBoer was 1-0 against him, having a home winning streak of 33 games that Alabama's going to be able to go in there and win. And they did with Ty Simpson throwing for 276 yards, 2 touchdowns, ran for another score. He was fantastic. I was shocked by how well this Alabama team that now folks are jumping back on the wagon for, including Paul Finebaum, after not just Finebaum, but we all jumped off after their season opening loss to Florida State, who, oh, by the way, just lost to Virginia. Got to give credit to DeBoer. We've talked about, you know, sort of what the letdowns that he's had, but beating Georgia, beating Kirby Smart twice in 2 years, like, that's all your fans are going to care about in the end. Or it's gonna give you – it's a lot of equity, I'll pull it that way. And so you have to give all the credit in the world to, again, Ty Simpson, 276 yards. He was really impressive. And I saw Paul Finebaum jump back on board and say, how do you figure out, you know, Kalen DeBoer, who just seems to own – Kirby Smart. Maybe it's more Alabama, no matter the coach, owns Kirby Smart, who's now, as we mentioned, 1-7. So a lot of college football, but a lot of burgers, a lot of deserving coaches, players, and performances.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's just kind of crazy, the whiplash of that Alabama football team, man. I mean, everybody was talking about how bad they were in week one after they lost to Florida State, and they just went into Georgia and won.
So I had to go check. They're up to number 10. They went back up 7 spots with the win, whereas we talked about Ole Miss just 9 spots to number 4.
Yeah.
But huge wins, obviously, for both of those schools.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And for Oregon, too.
Yeah, I mean, Oregon
is – I'm not Big Ten.
Dan Lanning is freaking a stud.
He is a former SEC guy.
He is, and he's also a former AAC guy.
Yeah, I know. We would love to claim anybody who touched down.
Tiger him. Legend.
Yeah.
Someone called him in my mentions yesterday. Someone said, because, you know, our man Calvin, man, damn. Calvin Austin III got taken off in an ambulance yesterday in Dublin. I don't know if you saw that, but big injury for him with a shoulder.
How is he?
I haven't seen an update, but I can't imagine it's good.
Yeah, I was hoping because we hadn't heard anything, it was relatively normal.
Yeah,
not the getting taken to a hospital or
is normal. He's expected to miss several games. He had 2 catches for 13 yards where he left. That's a tough one, man, for Calvin, who was having a really good year.
We wondered. I mean, he was getting, you know, hadn't been really hurt since that first season that he had to sit out. We were saying, how's a guy like that of his size stay that healthy?
And yeah.
It's a tough game, man.
Jerry Dulac said that Calvin Austin's expected to miss at least several games. So I don't think we have an official timeline from Tomlin yet on him. But yeah, you hated to see that. But I tweeted about that, and somebody responded to me and said this had to happen for Tiger legend Dan Lanning to get the win. I'm like, the Tiger legend. I mean, come on, man. He was here for like 9 months.
I was going to say, I mean, was it longer than that?
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe a year.
Call him a Tiger legend? So that's, yeah, I don't know if you're the guy that's somebody that plays.
I would say
you
two seasons max, right?
16 through 17. So it looks like two seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like the line. I mean, who knew?
Inside linebacker coach. And
who knew that he would be, you know, the kind of coach he is right now? And then, of course, you know, Georgia hires him as the OLB, and the rest is history. You know, the people say that, you know, when Memphis came open in 2020, that Dan Lanning wanted the job.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people say. Who knows how true that is? Because, hell, he was at the D.C. at Georgia. Like, he had time to wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if you're the D.C. at Georgia and you're winning championships and all that, do you really have to go to Memphis? Like, you probably know that job is coming for you soon enough. You don't have to take it. I mean, unless you just really desperately want to be a head coach, then you're like, all right, am I going to go to Memphis for a year and then leave? You know, because I'm going to kill it. So I think he ended up making, if he didn't want the job, I think it ended up working out better for him because, you know, he went straight from friggin' D.C., Georgia to Oregon,
yeah,
where he's one of the best coaches in college football right now.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd put him up there. I mean, Kalen DeBoer's record against the top 10 is crazy. 7-1. So,
wow.
You know, it's not the top 10 games where he gets caught. It's always the games like against unranked teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the problem. He's lost way too many of those kinds of games to unranked teams. But I'd say DeBoer, I would still have Kirby up there, even though, you know, I think he's...
Well, it's just Alabama.
Right.
He struggles with.
You know, Sark, I don't know. I don't think there's a ton of great coaches, honestly, in college football.
Do we not have to now have to put Ryan in that category because he's won the big one?
Ryan Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, their consistency.
Yeah. I mean, he does have the biggest advantages,
mm-hmm,
but he is maximizing them as opposed to not maximizing them.
Yeah.
You know,
it'd be a different story if they didn't win it last year, but they did.
Right, and they're still number one with a brand-new quarterback. So I that's fine. That's fine. You want to put Ryan Day in there. Marcus Freeman you want to put in there?
Yeah.
I mean,
I just think he's a future NFL coach.
Right. He does have that kind of vibe, doesn't he? Like, no nonsense.
And back to Lane.
Lane's one of the best.
That's what I would. Oh, Lane is clearly one of the best. Maybe you go back there if you're him, because there's nothing, you know, that I can't do at Ole Miss in college football, it feels like right now. Now, maybe that's me riding the, you know, just the vibes right now, whatever. He's got him up to number four. I mean, you're at the top of the SEC right now, essentially. So if I'm leaving, it's for an NFL job. It ain't for Florida.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And yeah, we did talk about it a little bit. Sam Pittman was fired this weekend. You know, there were moments. There were moments where I'd say maybe it looked like he could get it going. It was probably like 4 years ago. It has not been recent. So, you know, I mean, it was 2021. They were 9-4. They won the Outback Bowl.
I get back to go coaching somebody's offensive line. It'll be
fine. Oh yeah, he'll get hired, no question, if he wants to work. But here's the thing about Arkansas, man. They got money. They got lots of money, and they need somebody that's going to bring some juice. I think Rhett Lashley will do that. Fun, exciting, you know, bring that quarterback while you're at it, man. Jennings, I don't know how much eligibility Taylen Green has left, but bring Jennings from SMU. I think that makes a lot of sense. Then SMU comes open. They got to get it. That's what we're talking about, right, with this carousel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Shane Beamer wants to follow Dad's footsteps. He goes to Virginia Tech. South Carolina's open. Let's say that Arkansas hires Rhett Lashley. Well, now SMU comes open. Florida's got to hire somebody from somewhere, right? So, you know. My question would be like, and I'm not like, I'm just asking this question, but like, do you think there's a world where Ryan Silverfield would leave Memphis for South Florida?
No.
Okay. Because he's from there, so I was just like, you know.
No, and I know we have was it Vanini that said they're investing more than the most
right,
in the AAC?
Right, right.
We had always thought up until
right.
Vanini said that it was Memphis investing the most.
Yes.
You know that he knows what he's got here at Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I believe South Florida's high.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's as important for them as it is here.
Right.
So, no. And I think Ryan's got, you know, enough of appreciation around here that it's not like, you know, oh, you go. I got to go running to another mm-hmm. American school. Mm-hmm. That would be that. It's a step of an equivalent job, if not.
Yeah.
A little bit. Now, I'm not going to say a step back.
Right. Right.
But it's too much of a sidestep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it was a good weekend, and those are the respect burgers for this weekend. We got a halftime show we got to talk about. We have it's not Taylor Swift. It is not Taylor Swift. Get into that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 99.5 ESPN. Looking to buy a new car, but you don't know where to start? That's where Leaders Credit Union comes in. Get pre-approved before you even show up at the dealership. But don't just take my word for it. Anybody that's ever worked with Leaders, they have the same experience. One of their members said, Leaders made our car buying experience a breeze. The loan process was one of the easiest I've gone through and made the entire car buying process less stressful. Go prepared, man. When you show up at the dealership, be prepared. Have all your stuff taken care of. Don't wait for them to go back, see what they can get you. Like, just come with all that information. You're going to save time. You're going to save money. Leaders Credit Union is the absolute best. What are you waiting for? Let Leaders get you in that new car today. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to get started. Leaders is your financial champion for life, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, well, it won't be 3-6 Mafia performing at the Super Bowl.
Mm.
It will be Bad Bunny. However, Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio. I think that's how you say his last name. Ocasio? I don't know. Either way, he goes by Bad Bunny professionally. And he indeed will be the halftime show in 2026. It ain't going to be Taylor Swift. It ain't going to be Adele. There we go. And this is what it is. What I'm feeling goes beyond myself. It's for those who came before me and ran countless yards so I could come in and score a touchdown. This is for my people, my culture, and our history. I don't want to attempt to say this. Ve y dile a tu abuela que seremos el halftime show del Super Bowl. All right?
It's Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. And, yeah, this is what you're going to get. He is a party. He's a party guy, right? He's going to put on a party. I don't understand any of the words, and I'm not going to understand any of the words, but I'm sure I'll enjoy it. The visuals will probably be a lot of fun. But, yeah, no Taylor Swift. It'll be Bad Bunny. Do we like it? Do we hate it? How do we feel?
It's fine. It's going to be a good performance. I'm sure it'll have us tapping our foot and everything else. But I don't think that there was anyone that wasn't going to be a step down in terms of anticipation from Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd had the stories about Goodell saying maybe and, you know, on negotiations that I don't know that ever got serious. But we had sort of penciled it in.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift coming.
Yeah.
Makes too much sense after the engagement. What, 12th right. album I think she's on now?
Yeah, man.
And so, and that's not to discredit or take away from anything that Bad Bunny has accomplished in his career. Because clearly he's huge worldwide. But it was kind of a setup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Because everybody expected.
We all expected Taylor.
Yeah.
And again, Goodell was being questioned about the possibility of Taylor Swift and didn't shut it down when he had the chance. So I'm sorry, and I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan, but that was the expectation.
No, that's tough.
They kind of built to that.
That's very it was very tough.
That's not the fault of the NFL or anyone or Taylor.
Yeah. Let's go.
Something didn't get done.
Let's go to who the actual target demographic is for this show and ask Brad what he thinks. You know, this show is for late 40s white men.
Is it?
Yeah, it's totally what it's for.
My kid is going to love this. Like, the kids on the baseball team, like, right. I bet half of them have these as a walk-up song.
No, yeah. I'm just joking. It's not for you.
It's the youth.
It's for...
Jake is pumped.
I mean, ever since Jay-Z got involved, it's all been about the younger generation.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think, you know, Bad Bunny, I don't listen to his music, because again, like, I don't understand the words. But I do know that he gets, I mean, he's every song is high energy, high octane, up-tempo, like, he's going to have... You know, you're going to be doing the salsa in your kitchen, Jason. All right?
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Oh, and I'm sure maybe if the Bears are there.
I'm sure that, you know, because of you'll have the entire world watching, but a ton, you know, the entire all of this country, I'm sure he's going to incorporate some English rap for you where he translates it over and you are able to understand.
Yeah.
But whether you are or you aren't, he's worldly. His album was nominated for Album of the Year. most recently, and so the young people will be happy.
That's all we need to do in this
country. He's 31. This is not for us 40-something.
He's hot with the young kids.
The kids like him.
Oh, they love him.
Because the stomach, man, it gets you going. It's like
very
a new,
popular.
To me, he's the new Pitbull.
Yeah.
But now he would laugh at that. He said, Pitbull, you're comparing me to Pitbull.
Yeah. He's way bigger than that, I think.
He is, because he's
right.
Worldly.
Good comp, though. I get
that. What's the music comes from a similar place, it feels like to me.
Right. Like he's this actual like Spanish-speaking Pitbull.
Yeah.
As opposed to the, you know, his songs are in English. Yeah. I'm not trying to sound like the, oh, I can't understand it, so I'm going to hate it. I'm not trying to sound like that, but I literally will not be able to sing along with the words. What's his biggest hit? Do we know? Like, I think he did one with Cardi once upon a time, way back when.
Some with Drake.
Does he have a Drake song?
Top 10 single, Mia had featured Drake, it says.
See, I don't know any of these songs. I literally don't know any of these songs. I can't. I can't understand the words, so I don't listen. But I understand that a ton of people will, so...
The one day it's called Un Dia with Dua Lipa. He's got some. I bet the collabs on this are going to be pretty outrageous. Like, you're probably going to get your Dua Lipa up there or somebody like that who's also pops in.
People love this guy, man. People absolutely. I mean, he does WWE. Like, he's everywhere. Like, this guy is absolutely everywhere, and people love him universally. So, I know I get exactly what the Super Bowl is doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has a bad word to say about Bad Bunny.
No.
You know, like, there's no, like, oh, man, I can't stand Bad Bunny's music. Well, nobody says that.
Yeah.
Whether it's because they can't understand it or whatever. It's like, you know, you get some acts up there, people are like, ah! And, you know, and the reality is for the most part, you want to mostly have a non-controversial halftime show.
Remember seeing him on TMZ going with Kendall Jenner for a minute, but they've apparently taken a step back from each other and are no longer dating.
Oh,
that was as recently as 2023.
Got it.
They were a big deal for a minute as a big power couple in the game.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, I guess it was kind of controversial having Kendrick Lamar last year, but not really in the end. But yeah, it'll be Bad Bunny this year. No Taylor Swift, no Adele, no you know, I don't even know who else would have been on the list. So Taylor can just focus on supporting her husband, or you know, I guess I'll be married by then. I have no idea. But her husband or fiance in the Super Bowl.
I think Adele should have shut that down.
Which part?
When he had a chance to shut down the Taylor Swift
possibility.
Oh,
yeah.
Kill it.
Yeah. He added gasoline to it.
Just say, probably not this year.
Because, I mean, you don't help anything with Bad Bunny by having that sort of that box opened beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
That said, let's be real. Goodell's mission seems, or one of his missions seems to be that of world domination.
That's right.
Yes.
And having Bad Bunny, you know,
and he's
in
on
terms
his way.
Of the performer, he is. He's worldwide.
Everything's global, bro. I mean, like Dublin,
global.
We got
just
guy.
About America.
Yeah.
So, more power to the NFL as it continues its world domination.
It will not continue that jaunt tonight, you have to say. It will not be this doubleheader.
But don't the Vikings stay over there? Like, the Vikings are...
That sounds right.
They stay in Europe. Their next game's in London, I think. They go from Dublin and Dublin to, I think, London.
The Browns.
There you go.
What a gross game.
So we have a team that's literally over there right now, living and playing two games in a couple of weekends.
I mean, this really is.
God.
We're worldwide.
This is our Europe policy under President Trump. We hate Europe. We don't respect them. We don't think they contribute positively to America. And so this is what we're going to give you. Vikings with Carson Wentz versus the Browns.
Did you see the backup quarterback got jumped and robbed?
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Crazy. You just can't go anywhere.
Was it Skyler or something?
Send the National Guard to Dublin.
Send
them
overseas.
Man got jumped.
Straight from Memphis.
We got to fix crime.
Goodell sending us to these unsafe countries.
I'm telling you, man. It's just crazy. It's a violent world. Okay?
Oh, it's so violent.
Everywhere is dangerous. Literally everywhere is dangerous. You can only, whatever. It's, there is no world where that without crime.
Crazy.
I mean, you know, I'm sure people who are, who think about Dublin, you know, they don't think, oh man,
the Blarney Stone and some gunfire?
Bro
no.
Bro got jumped and robbed. He's an NFL player.
Yeah.
All right. He's a big guy. I mean, it's crazy.
Mm.
But yeah, there's two things. One is, we're going to make an announcement on Sunday morning on CBS that we are actually departing NATO, and we're as a parting gift, we're going to give you Vikings Browns.
Good luck.
Okay, don't call us for any more help. You embarrass us in the Ryder Cup, like we told you not to do.
And then you call me out on the post-match video. This is what happens. FAFO, actions have consequences. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Here's an ass football game, folks.
Literally the worst.
Yeah.
Literally the worst. I don't think I will watch that.
Yeesh.
And it's going to be at 8:30 on Sunday. I watched Viking Steelers, and I didn't have a dollar on it. Because I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
What time
right?
that thing kick off?
8:30
yeah. Central?
Yeah, 8:30 Central. 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time.
And I guess folks were, y'all were watching it.
A lot of us had to go to church.
Yeah.
My church was NFL Network. All right.
The sermon was good.
It was a game. Vikings made it a game. They had a chance to tie it up there late. Carson Wentz runs out of gas. Dude had over 300 yards.
I saw that.
KOC got to be the GOAT. If you're getting 300 out of Carson Wentz in the big 2025.
Doesn't matter who he's got playing quarterback.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Except JJ, apparently. That's the only one he can't do anything with.
Against the Bears, he did, but you're right. It's been maybe, it's not been good in the other quarters, besides one quarter.
Do you go back to JJ, or do you just keep Carson?
Oh, no, they'll go back to JJ.
Okay.
That's your future. It's a different story.
You got to at least find out either way.
Yeah, if you keep him benched, what's it telling the guy?
That's true. Mm-hmm. If he'd have won, it would have kind of got interesting to me. Like, if he'd pull it off, 300 yards, win, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, bad money's going to be your Super Bowl. I don't even know what number we're on, but 2026 Super Bowl. Bad money. Party at Jason's. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, 99.5 ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grizzlies Media Day is going on as we speak, although it doesn't seem like anybody is saying much of anything. And I guess maybe that was always going to be the case. But, Cedric Howard spoke, and people are asking him about Kobe, Michael Jordan, or LeBron. Who's your favorite, I guess? If you care, he said Kobe. But,
well, a lot of them do. So I'm glad
Kobe had a big impact.
He's chosen Kobe.
Mamba. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so it doesn't really seem like a bunch of news or anything has come out. I guess the news was just that, the timelines for Zach Edey, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Brandon Clark.
Which we got on Friday.
Right, we got that on Friday before Media Day. Which, look, I appreciate them putting that out there, by the way. Like, I appreciate them because it was going to be asked. So I guess it makes sense to just go ahead and knock it out. That way we don't have to waste everybody's time. I worry a little bit about Brandon ever being a contributing member of this team consistently again.
Well, or will he ever have the bounce back
right.
that was so key
yep.
to making him an effective player in this league? And I'm talking about that athleticism, that bounce, because he is. He's undersized. The arm length, the wingspan was one of the reasons why you were able to get him where you did.
Yep.
And so you just wonder, can he be the same player with what he's had injury-wise? In this league. And keep in mind, the West has gotten bigger, like we've talked about.
Yeah.
And when last we saw Brandon Clark working in the playoffs, it was against, Minnesota a few years ago. This is a completely different West than when we last saw an effective Brandon in the playoffs.
Facts.
So he is as much of a question mark in many ways as some of these young guys, from Coward to Vince to Gigi.
Yes. Yes.
Because I don't know we'll ever see him as good as he was.
Yes. I think that's probably off the table.
And unfortunately, he's in a pretty critical role for you as one of your backup bigs on a team that's already, struggling with some injuries with its starters.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be 30, he just turned 29. But, I mean, he's just getting up there, And obviously, when he was a rookie 5 years ago, he was pretty damn good for you in that role. And even, that 21-22 team was a big part of it.
but he just really, I mean, he hasn't played. He did play 64 last year, but only six the year before that. He's never played more than 64 in his career. You know, we talk about Ja a lot because Ja has a lot of pressure, but Brandon Clark, sneaky, never been a big games guy. You know,
and so much of it is the bounce back, right? The second and third hops for him, the energy level, the activity level. Can he keep that, you know, through these injuries? Can you remain the same player?
Mm-hmm.
I have my doubts.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we wondered if he was jumping as high back when he, you know, played the 64 last year.
Yep. By the way, I did not realize he went to San Jose State before he went to Gonzaga. Did you know that?
If you'd quiz me, I probably wouldn't have remembered.
Yeah, he did 2 years at San Jose before he transferred to Gonzaga. I just did not know that. That was not a part of his story, it feels like to me. But yeah, you'll miss him for, you know, at least the next 6 weeks, and I'm sure they'll be careful with him. You know, I think if you're looking at this Grizzlies team, you know, the one thing that the question is, like, what did they do enough in the front court?
We're about to find out. What it does is open up an opportunity for G.G. Jackson, and specifically at the four, or, you know, I guess supposedly wherever you play him. But Santi may early on have to step up into Jaren's role, or becomes Jaren and Santi, you know, with no Brandon Clark to start G.G. Jackson, and his ability to play the four, with his ability to rebound. It's going to be an opportunity for you very early on after a sort of a season that I know he wished went different last year. You have an opportunity more so than, you know, maybe than a guy like Vince or something else. There, because of injury, he may get that early opportunity to make an impression upon Isolo that, listen, I'm a important part of this rotation. Whether you're playing me at the four or the three, I can do it for you. So I would say for GG, have your antenna up. Look like early opportunity for you, you know, to make an impression early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know what you got after that. You're going to be talking about some guys you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of some of those front court spots.
No doubt. And again, you can't predict, you know, injuries. I mean, you can forecast them probably with this group, but you can't necessarily predict them. And so, you know, maybe, you know, a guy like even the, you know, Olivier Maxence Prosper would get a look, although he's only 6'7", so it's not exactly, you know, a super big guy in there. And you're playing Santi at the four. You're just going to be giving up so much defensively. PJ Hall, they brought in. I guess he's going to get a look. He looked good with the Hornets in summer league. I'll say that. It's a big jump, though, from summer league to being a real NBA player.
Well, it could just be a body that you need for the early part of the season,
right,
especially for
right.
the time that you're trying to navigate without Brandon Clark.
Exactly.
You know.
Yes. I mean, he just played spot minutes last year. Like, he never really played more than 7 minutes or 8 minutes. He hit a season high 8 minutes against the Lakers in March. And he had 5 points, 2 rebounds. I mean, energy guy.
Mm-hmm.
You could do worse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you could do worse than PJ Hall, but I mean, in terms of like counting on him, it's like, you know, that's a guy that comes in for literally spot minutes. Maybe he gets a block for you. So a play like that, a jump start kind of play, but they're going to need probably a little bit more from him than that to start. You're just, like I said, you're just trying to survive at this point. And hopefully those guys come, you know, Zach and Jaren come back sooner than anticipated.
Yeah,
because they're going to need it. They're going to really need it. It's going to do it for us today. We raw dog this one. No guests. So,
well, Jeff was working.
So no one gets any thanks today. All right. Usually I like to thank the guests for coming on. You know, after today, no thanks will be handed out.
Well, I'd like to thank the Raiders.
Thank you, the Raiders.
Put us on 2-2 Street.
Thank you to Gino.
I do have a quick tease though. Jaren and John Moran and Cedric Cowher and Coach Isla all will join Gabe this afternoon.
There you go. Be tuned in for that. It's gonna do it for us. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.